This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Stop, Sag. Not me. Hallway.
Her name is Alyssa Lang. She's the host of the brand new show on SEC Network, Out of Pocket, with Alyssa Lang, debuts this Saturday at 8:30 Memphis time on SEC Network. Let's make her the giant interview.
Now, it's the giant interview, presented by King of Clean, with electrostatic cleaning, pressure washing, and much more for Memphis and the Mid-South. The King of Clean giant interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Alyssa, thanks for hopping on the show. How are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing so well. I feel just like a superhero after that introduction. Like, well, wow, that's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, well, now you've made it. You know, I know you're at ESPN, you got your new show coming up, but now you've officially made it when you're the giant interview here in Memphis. So tell us about the show. You know, in Memphis, we love food, we love football, all of that. It seems like that's what the show is going to focus on. What should we expect from Out of Pocket with Alyssa Lang?
Yeah, I feel like people in Memphis can certainly appreciate what we're trying to do here. I've been to Memphis one time, and I made it my personal goal to try to eat as much barbecue as humanly possible. And you guys did not disappoint. Oh, my gosh, some of the best I have ever had out in Memphis. But, yeah, it's basically the title of this show when it comes to football, and I guess the way you'd use that phrase in regular conversation as far as things being out of pocket. They're a little unusual, maybe a little bit uncomfortable at times and completely out of left field. So we're going to talk plenty of football. Obviously, there's no shortage of that with college football being back and the SEC being back this weekend. But also, one of the things that I love doing the most in my job is showcasing what these athletes and these coaches are like off the field. I mean, what are they doing before kickoff and after the final whistle? What are they like? What's their personality? And over the summer, when we were trying to figure out what kind of content to come up with for the SEC Network when everyone was in quarantine, I got to do a lot more stuff like that, you know, lightning round of stupid questions with coaches and learn about, you know, the things they really like. And it does so well, not only from a fan perspective, but for us to help build those relationships and really get to know what guys are like as a person. So that's what we're going to try to do with this show, you know, have plenty of fun talking football, but also get to know people on a deeper level. And for me specifically, that's a lot of food and donuts and music and Twitter and all that. So I'm going to try to bring that in on this show as well.
So if John and I were in Columbia Saturday for this one, I think there'll be 20,000 fans, at least from what I read. Best pregame meal spot that we'd have to go to in Columbia before the game?
Oh, man. So I'm going to out myself here. I actually spent about 6 years in Columbia. Mm-hmm. I'm a Gamecock grad, and I worked in the city for a couple of years after that. So you're asking the right person here for these recommendations. Palmetto Pig is probably one of my favorite spots. And again, y'all might be grading it a little more harshly because, again, Memphis is a barbecue spot, and that's what Palmetto Pig is. It is an all-you-can-eat barbecue buffet, and it is one of the best spots, I think, in Columbia. It is incredible, and that's where I always tell everyone to go. But go early because it'll be crowded on game day, even though there's nobody allowed, or not nobody, there's less than typical allowed at the stadium. I have a feeling Palmetto Pig's still going to look like a game day on Saturday.
So you know, we mentioned it. You got the SEC back this weekend, which is great, and honestly feels a little bit like normal. But I don't know. Like, this has been such a strange and awkward season. And the run up to all of this, it's not your traditional, you know, like your pageantry. Everything is very different. It's very socially distanced pageantry. So, like, personally, Alyssa, like, how are you feeling about the startup and the run up to this season? Like, are you fired up? Is it like a cautious sort of, all right, we can start, but can we finish? Like, how are you looking at the football season, especially as it starts in the SEC?
Yeah, it's tough, and it changes every day, I think, just like everything else does, right? I mean, I'm always going to be fired up when it comes to college football, and I feel like I'm counting the seconds until we get to be at the stadium on Saturday night. But there's, like you said, there's always this nagging sort of feeling of, you know, this could all get taken away. And I know how that makes me feel, just as far as, you know, the cautious optimism, but still being excited at the same time. But gosh, I just can't help but think about how the players feel. That's always what's in the back of my mind is, man, if it makes me feel like this, I can't imagine being an 18 to 22-year-old kid taking the field and not knowing if that might be the last time this season, the last time of your career, the last time until you don't know when the next time you'll be able to strap up with your guys. So it's definitely a plethora of emotions, if you will. But I think I can speak for a lot of my colleagues and a lot of my friends who cover the sport. I'm going to take what I can get right now, and I'm going to be thrilled to be out there on Saturday to watch any and all college football that I can get. So until we get to the point where this thing stops or we've got to hit pause on it, I'm going to enjoy every single second I can get.
No, we're right there with you on that, Alyssa. We know the Vols side will. They come into this one ranked number 16. They've won six straight. Feels like Pruitt's got it pointed in the right direction. But on that South Carolina side, how much pressure is Will Muschamp under coming off that 4-8? I think they've lost their last three just going back to last season. How much pressure is he under this season in South Carolina?
Yeah, I think that's a question that you ask every season, anybody who's in the situation that Coach Muschamp is in, especially in this conference. It's tough. I think there's a lot of pressure from Gamecock fans who want to get back to, you know, what it looked like 6-7 years ago. Yep. In Columbia. But at the same time, you know, this year, in my opinion, is going to be hard to put the same amount of pressure that you're used to putting on these coaches. I mean, we're talking about a 10-game SEC-only schedule with who knows what kind of curveballs are getting thrown at you every single day. I mean, you know, we try to stay as informed as possible, but you got to believe that there's things that these guys are dealing with behind the scenes and in their building that we probably know nothing about.
Absolutely.
Just as far as keeping their guys safe and healthy and, you know, corralling 100, you know, 19-year-old guys. So I think there's pressure certainly across the board for everyone, but gosh, if Will Muschamp can have even a 5-win season, I think, this year, that says a lot. And I know Gamecock fans and fans of any SEC team might be like, what? Are you kidding me? 5-6 wins? That sounds terrible. But, I mean, you look at the schedule, and it's like literally every other Saturday you're facing an Southeastern Conference opponent when you have literally no idea what could happen because you're lining up across some of the best talent in college football. So it's going to be a toss-up year. I think next year will be the year that maybe things can go a little bit back to normal as far as the pressure and expectations and everything. But this
That's
is
fair.
Definitely an anomaly of a year.
Sure.
Yeah, we're talking to Alyssa Lang. Her new show, Out of Pocket with Alyssa Lang, premieres this Saturday on SEC Network, 8:30 Memphis time. Do not miss that. The Lang train officially leaves the station this weekend, finally. He gets to bring in his new era with a matchup against top five Florida Gators. Obviously, we probably don't expect much from the Rebels this season, but is Lane the guy who can succeed there? Does he have the personality? I mean, it seems to me, like, just following him on Twitter, like, there needs to be a certain sense of self-deprecation at that job, and it feels like Lane has that. Do you agree? Do you think Lane is the guy? Can he turn that program around and sustain it long term?
Yeah, I absolutely think so. I mean, Lane Kiffin being back in the SEC was one of those just things that felt inevitable, right? And then when this job was open, it was like, okay, well, he's either going to Arkansas or Ole Miss. Like, there's no question that that has to be one of the spots. And him ending up at Ole Miss in a town like that, I was just like, man, that's got to be perfect. And talking to him over the summer and watching some of the interviews that we were able to do, just seeing him in his element and talking about what it's been like so far. I mean, again, going back to what a challenge for a first-year coach in the SEC to be dealing with all of this. But if we know anything, it's that Lane Kiffin is a pretty funny guy. And I think that certainly helps when you're coaching college kids and in that environment. So I'm really excited to see what happens. You know, this Florida Ole Miss matchup is interesting. Florida's my pick as of right now to go to Atlanta and represent the SEC East. But again, you never know what could happen in the SEC. And Ole Miss is a team that has absolutely nothing to lose. So if Florida comes out there and they're flat-footed, and Lane has the guys ready to go, this might be a little bit more of an interesting matchup than many of us are predicting. So I wouldn't be surprised to see some craziness happen from Lane and his team this year.
You're not alone on picking Florida. The SEC media poll, preseason media poll, came out yesterday, I think, and 53 of the 96 first-place votes went to Florida, picking them to win their first one since 2016. Why, Alyssa? Why do you give Florida the edge over Georgia?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, going into the year, Florida was still that team that I was like, all right, well, Kyle Trask is back. He's got a host of talent around him. Looking at what Todd Grantham's been able to do with that defense over the last several years specifically, this Florida team just feels like the one that gives me the most confidence. And I think Matt Stinchcomb, one of our analysts, he's a Georgia grad. He does a lot of games with me. He's in studio with us for SEC Now. He put it perfectly when he basically said, look, 2020 is about what you already have in the kitchen. What's already in your pantry? Do you already have the ingredients to be able to put the meal together? It doesn't have to be this crazy, grand, you know, five-star feast, but it's whoever has the stuff in their kitchen already. They don't have to go get anything. They have the reliable ingredients. And that's where I feel like Florida is, especially after the last couple of weeks with what Georgia's dealt with in their quarterback rotation and Jamie Newman leaving, and now we don't know who the starter's going to be. Yeah. While I think the two guys they're looking at right now are pretty talented, the fact that Florida hasn't dealt with really any sort of roster shakeup at all gives me a lot of confidence. I will say, though, it wouldn't surprise me to see another team sneak in, whether it be a Georgia or a Kentucky, who I've been really high on for the last couple of months as well. But Florida's just that team that makes me sort of have the warm and fuzzies as far as like, okay, as long as you don't mess up, this looks good for you for Atlanta.
All right, Alyssa, before we get you out of here, gotta get you on the record across the SEC footprint. Where can you go? Like, who's got the best food? Who has the best offering? And who leaves the most to be desired?
Oh, man. So I'll have to preface this by saying I actually still haven't been to every city in the SEC. Last year was my first year traveling and doing games, and I didn't quite make it to every city yet. So I don't feel like I have, you know, a super well-thought answer for this. But as far as where I've gone, Oxford is always one of my favorites. They have some incredible food on the square in Oxford. Okay. And whenever I see that on my assignment list, I am always so excited to just go eat. But honestly, like, I hate to give the political answer. I have not had a bad meal in any SEC town. And I feel like y'all know I'm not lying about that.
No, exactly. That's the right answer.
If it were the Big Ten, I'd have an issue with this. But I think with the SEC, you're safe.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Alyssa, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on
everything. Looking forward to the show.
We'll be watching this weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Yep, she is Alyssa Lang. Catch her on Out of Pocket with Alyssa Lang on the SEC Network this Saturday. Yeah, like, it is one of those things. I mean, where in the South can you not go and get, like, good food? I mean, that's the thing.
Well, and you get recommendations. You're not going to get something bad.
Exactly. So, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's all good, but yes, I mean, sometimes you just have to count your blessings that you're assigned in the SEC and not the Big Ten or the Pac-12, you know, because, you know, let's be honest, if you're in the Pac-12, if you're a Pac-12 reporter, you're eating like kale and vegan, right? And like, you know, remember when the diaper baby was running around in Vegan Cafe?
Yeah, very little fried
food. That's what you get in Pac-12, little naked babies running around with doo-doo on their drawers.
Oh, that was awful.
And
I put that out of my mind until you brought it back.
I mean, I would honestly.
Are they back, by the way?
Vegan Cafe?
Yeah.
Oh, they never left. I don't know, honestly. I don't know. But I think.
Can you still see that baby? Has that baby grown now?
It's actually 6 years old now, and it still runs around naked as hell.
Okay.
Now, it was Imagine Vegan? Wasn't that what it was called?
The name I can't remember, but something along those lines. I don't want to single them out if they've improved, John, or if the baby's grown up and they're doing well over there now.
Yeah, that was it. Imagine Vegan. Yeah.
Naked baby run.
Yeah. A customer complained the owners had let their children run around in the nude and defecate on the floor.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. See, that's about as bad as it can possibly get.
That's what you get with the radical left in the Pac-12. You know, their little babies running around pooping on the floor. You know, anarchy. Absolute anarchy.
Ah, natural. We don't wear diapers.
Yeah. I mean, how are you just going to let your baby crap on the floor, man? Like, I mean, I get it. You're like, you're free with yourself, but that's a little too much. But see, that's why you're counting your blessings. That you don't have to worry about that in the SEC. You get a good plate, some good soul
food. A lot of
barbecue. You know, a lot of barbecue, absolutely. I mean, it's comfort food. And so we are very blessed to live where we live, Jason.
I'm sure she made a lot of people happy with that Oxford answer.
Yeah,
can't go wrong down there.
I did not know Oxford had that going on.
Are you kidding me? It's a freaking party down there.
I didn't know. I had no idea. I've only been once. I've only been to Oxford one time.
The food's good. The drinks are good.
Yeah. I didn't stay either. I went and left.
That's all better than the actual football in that experience.
Well, over the last several years, you would say, yes, absolutely.
Since he.
Yeah. All right. We will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.